The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. 6th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 7. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on July 4th, 2015, at Rupanuga Vedic College in Kansas City, Missouri, USA.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Shuka Uvacha Na Chet Iha Eva Apachitam Yata Anhasa Krishtasya Kuryat Mana Ukta Panibi Dhruvam Sa Vai Pretya Narakam Upaiti Ye Kirtita Me Bhavata Tigma Yatana Shri Shuka Uvacha Natshedi Haiva Pachitam Yatam Hasa Kitashakur Yang Mana Ukta Pani Bhi Dhruvang Savai Pritcha Narakannu Paiti Ye Kirtita Me Bhavata Stigma Yatana Shri Shuka Uvacha Na chedi haiva pachitam yatam hasa Kritashukur yang mana ukta pani bhi Dhruvang savai pritcha narakannu paiti Ye kirtita me bhavata stigma yatana
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami replied, My dear King, if before one's next death, whatever impious acts one has performed in this life with his mind, his words and body are not counteracted through proper atonement according to the descriptions of the Manusmita and other Dharma Shastras, one will certainly enter into the hellish planets after death and undergo terrible suffering, as I have previously described to you. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that although Maharaj Parikshit was a pure devotee, Shukadeva Goswami did not immediately speak to him about the strength of devotional service, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Bangchayovya Vicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samatit Yaitan Brahmabhu Yaya Kalpate. Devotional service is so strong that if one fully surrenders to Krishna and takes fully to his devotional service, the reactions of his sinful life immediately stop. Elsewhere in the Gita 18:66, the Lord Krishna urges that one give up all other duties and surrender to Him, and He promises, Aham tvang sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami. I shall free you from all sinful reactions and give you liberation. Therefore, in response to the inquiries of Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, his guru, could have immediately explained the principle of bhakti, But to test Pariksha Maharaj's intelligence, he first mentioned or prescribed atonement according to the Karma Kanda, the path of fruitive activities. For Karma Kanda, there are 80 authorized scriptures, such as the Manu Samhita, which are known as Dharma Shastras. In these scriptures, one is advised to counteract his sinful acts by performing all types or other types of purative action. This was the past first recommended to Shukadeva Goswami by Shukadeva Goswami to Pariksit Maharaj. And actually, it is a fact that one who does not take the devotional service must follow the decision of these scriptures by performing pious acts to counteract his previous acts. This is known as atonement.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatanvita Tamsa Jeeva Sadvaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha.
So, the fact is, you have to pay. There's no free rides here. You commit sinful activities, you're going to pay for it. You will pay for it. If you don't want to pay for it, you got to pay for it a different way, by atonement. However, the good news is, if you take the devotional service, Krishna covers it for you. It's like you're in debt and some benefactor pays off your debt for you, you see. Some kind benefactor absolves you of your debt. Otherwise, debt has to be repaid. It'll haunt you your whole life if you're in debt. We even knew one fellow, he made a big mistake when he went to the hospital. He put it on his credit card. Actually, the hospital has to give you credit if you don't have a credit card. And you can pay it off at your own pace. But he foolishly pressured him to put it on. Why don't you put it on your credit card? And he did it, some huge sum of money. And that interest choked him his whole life. He can never pay back that debt. And he finally committed suicide. You see. But then when my wife had some emergency surgery, we didn't put it on the credit card. He said, oh, we'll pay it. We paid $50 a month, and after many years we paid, but there was no interest accruing on it. You see, the hospital can't charge you the interest. So the point is, you have to pay the debts, and one way or the other, you have to pay your debts. But if you take to Krishna consciousness, you don't have to pay your debts. Now, I'm talking about spiritually now, not you can Prabhupada or Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he said, he would pay his debts. Was Prabhupada said? No. Three things should be gotten rid of immediately: debt, disease, and fire. So the devotee should not be in debt unnecessarily. Immediately pay off his debts. It's like now paying off the temple building. Debt should be avoided. But all these karmic debts we have for all the sinful activities we've done, and even the pious activities have karmic reactions. Let's say you open a charity hospital and thousands and thousands of people get free medical care. Wow, isn't that wonderful? You help so many people to get free medical care. Now, how are you going to get rewarded for giving all that free medical care to all those thousands of people? Well, each one of them has to reward you. So they're all going to become benefactors and give you free medical care when you get sick. Isn't that a wonderful reward for all your pious activities? You get to come back and get sick and get free medical care. Wow, isn't that great? For being so pious, now you get all this free medical care for so many lifetimes from all the people that you helped in your charity hospital. You see? So pious activity may appear to be very nice, but actually it's not so nice. Because it also obliges you to take birth after birth in this material world, which is a nasty place, where you have to get old, you have to get sick, and you have to die again and again and again and again. But if you take the devotional service seriously, that now I surrender myself to Krishna, then Krishna takes away all of your karma, all of your sinful reactions. It's also described, a little token is there. Actually, that token reaction is there. So it's 99.9999% is taken away. There's some token there to help us remain sober, to keep us in line, to help us remember this material world is not my real home. My real home is with Krishna in his transcendental kingdom, the Padavyama, the spiritual sky. So you have to be intelligent. You should not remain a dull-headed fool. You see, just go on engaging in material activities. You have to realize there's no getting out of this place unless I come to the transcendental platform. Otherwise, I cannot come out. Will not be possible for me to come out of this quagmire of birth, death, old age, and disease unless I come to the transcendental platform. And if you want to do that, Prabhupada explains, when you sincerely desire to come to the transcendental platform, Krishna then brings you in touch with a bona fide spiritual master, who then tells you, who teaches you how to do that. Is it? Brahmanda Brahmite Konda Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. One who is very serious about self-realization, how to get out of the miseries of material existence, after he has rotated millions and millions of times in the cycle of birth and death, when he develops that seriousness that now my life has one purpose, and that is how to become self-realized, when you develop that kind of one-pointed determination, Krishna brings you in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. Or even if you didn't have that, if by chance somehow you came in contact with the bona fide spiritual master, then you will get that impetus by his association. I wasn't thinking that way. I was just thinking about making money and having a comfortable life. But now I've heard it. What is the point of building this incredibly fancy castle in the sand, because as soon as the tide comes in, it's all going to be washed away. We used to preach many years ago in San Diego, my wife and I. I was asked to be the sales manager of Back to Godhead magazine. And there's a neighborhood of San Diego called Pacific Beach, known as PB to the locals, PB. So the PB post office, there was a huge photograph, I mean it was about 20 feet long photograph, of a sandcastle. There that a bunch of people did on Pacific Beach one day. It's a big, huge sand. Nice photograph. But where's the sandcastle? The tide came in and washed it away, you see. But the big photograph, they're very proud of the photograph, you see. So we're very proud of our so-called sandcastles here in the material world, but they're all taken away in due course of time. So if you want real happiness, you want real peace, you want real joy, you want real stability in your life, don't base your happiness on a sandcastle. You see, your material situation, my wife, my kids, my house, it's a sandcastle. If you want genuine happiness, you have to base your happiness on your relationship with Krishna. And he said, that sounds scary to me. I mean, I feel more secure thinking about my wife and kids. Well, you got to beat your mind with shoes because you're in illusion right now. You got to beat your mind with shoes in the morning and a broomstick at night to come out of this illusion that there's more security in your wife and kids than there is in Krishna. You got to come out of the illusion. Got to come out of it. By hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, by hearing from advanced Vaishnavas, by hearing from the scriptures, you can get the intelligence to understand, I don't have any stability in this material world. I'm on shaky ground here. I'm on quicksand. It's devouring me. The so-called stability of this material world is devouring me and keeping me entangled in this cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease, birth after birth after birth after birth. Therefore, when one gets the opportunity to associate with the bona fide spiritual master, one should take advantage of his conviction and hitch a ride, you see. Just like in the old days, before when I was a new devotee, I didn't have any car, and I wanted to visit my parents. Devotees authorized me to go, so I had to hitchhike, you see. So I didn't have a car, but I was able to take advantage of somebody else's car and get to where I needed to go. Hitchhiking, they call it, you see. So we have to hitchhike on the mercy of the advanced devotees, you see, who have that conviction, who have that enthusiasm, who have that determination, who have the patience, you see, who have the realizations. We have to take shelter of them. There are siksha gurus. Of course, we choose one of them to be our diksha guru also. But these advanced devotees, the diksha guru, he's the leader of the pack for us, you see. But we take advantage of these advanced devotees and we plug into their mentality. We just, I'm in complete maya, but I sit in here attentively from the senior Vaishnavas. In this way, I can get some vision of where they're coming from. I get some vision of what is their vision of reality. It's like I notice that you're wearing glasses, you see. Now without the glasses, you have a hard time, but with the glasses, you're okay. So we have also a different type of glasses, and that's called sadhu chakshus, or shastra chakshus, to see through the eyes of the scripture, or to see through the eyes of the words described from the mouth of the sadhus. Don't see through your own vision. Your own vision is distorted, you see. It's within the modes of nature. See as the scriptures describe. See as the sadhus describe. See reality through their eyes by submissively hearing their message. And see, in this way, your vision becomes lotus-eyed. It becomes transcendentalized. You develop lotus vision, lotus-eyed vision, to see through the eyes of scripture, to see through the eyes of the saintly teachers. What is the actual position here? What is this Kansas City anyway? It's the energy of Krishna. Is it? What is this Missouri or Missouri? It's misery. Is it? If we don't see it properly, it's this place of misery. But when we see it properly by hearing from Guru, from Sadhuj and Shastra, then we can engage it properly in Krishna's service, and this becomes a playground for us. That's the amazing thing about Krishna consciousness. You ever heard the example of a kid in a candy shop who's given carte blanche to take whatever candy he wants? Well, he's really in ecstasy. His dad says, okay, it's your birthday, son. Here's your, the kid, take whatever you want. Take whatever candy you want. That kid's going crazy. Well, when you actually develop shastric vision, you're no longer a suffering soul in Kansas City. Now you're a kid in a candy shop. You're seeing everything as an opportunity to relish the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Every situation is another opportunity to take you deeper, 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 deeper into the ocean of Krishna, Prem, love of God, you see. You just have to learn how to hear submissively. That's the key. Because it sounds, if you analyze it with a material mind, it sounds like, really, it's too far-fetched. I mean, how could it be that good? I mean, you know, they say you got to take the good with the bad. I couldn't believe life could be that wonderful. You see, the material mind will throw up all these red flags saying, wait a minute, hold it. Is this some hypester here, some razzle-dazzler who's going to, you know, some shyster who's going to convince me to give my wallet here in 10 minutes with all this fancy talk about self-realization? What's going on here, you see? No, this is real. I haven't come to take your wallet, you see. I've come to give you Krishna. That's it. Simply come to give you Krishna. Because Prabhupada gave Krishna to me, now it's my duty to give Krishna to you. And when you have Krishna, you have everything. Because everything, as I explained yesterday in the Brahma Samhita, it's very nicely described. Ekokya sarvasavitam jagananda kotim yat shaktarasti jagananda chayagyarantam andantarastaparamanuchayantarastam govindamadipurusham tamaham vajami. He is an undifferentiated entity, as there is no distinction between potency and the possessor thereof. In his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains insufferable. All the universes exist in him, and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms scattered throughout the universe at one and the same time. Such is the primeval Lord, my adorer. So if you can get connected with that primeval Lord described by Brahmaji, Govinda, you see, if you can get connected with him, you can never be lacking in any way. Never be lacking in any way. Mentally, intellectually, physically, spiritually, if you connect with Krishna, you'll never be lacking in. He guarantees, you see. Yogacchemam vaham yaham. If you worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I give you absolutely everything you required for your happiness and satisfaction in life. Everything I give you. You see? So all we really have to do is follow the sublime instructions of Krishna, come to that position where we are exclusively devoted to Krishna. Now note the word exclusively. That means I know no one but Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handles me roughly by his embrace or leaves me brokenhearted by not being present before me in any and all circumstances. He is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. You see, that's called ahaitakiya pratiyata, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. That's called exclusive devotion. I block any other types of devotion I may have. I just say they're not very important. Devotion to my country, devotion to my dog, you see. All these devotions are not very important then. Just try to become devoted to Krishna. And as soon as you're devoted to Krishna, you become the best devotee of everyone and everything. Because when you water the root of the tree, is it not a fact that all the leaves and branches are nourished? And when you water that tree, the whole tree becomes nourished. So if you can start channeling your love now to Krishna at every minute, at home, at the commute, at work, wherever you go, channel all your love to Krishna. You see? Then that love, by going to Krishna, will go through Krishna, and it'll be distributed to all living entities throughout all of eternity, in all planets, all universes, the ones that are visible, the ones that are invisible. You will actually be connected in a loving relationship with every single living entity throughout all of existence. Simply, you have to connect with Krishna through the via medium of the spiritual master. Prabhupada says connection with the spiritual master means initiation. That is when you get plugged in, you see. Now you're fully plugged in, you see. That's called initiation. Now you're connected with Guru, and Guru connects you with his Guru, who connects you with his Guru, who connects you with his Guru. As we see the paintings here, there's a whole disciplic succession. When you connect with the representative of Prabhupada as your Diksha Guru, you see, that connects you with Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, all the way to Krishna. Then you become fully connected. Just like when you plug in the electrical appliance into your electrical system, it connects to an elaborate system of wires all the way to the powerhouse. Whether you were next door to the powerhouse or 100 miles from the powerhouse doesn't matter, because once you're connected, you're connected. You see? So somehow or other become connected with Krishna. You see? Somehow become connected with Krishna. That's what it means to be Krishna conscious. You're connected with Krishna. Not just you have some interest in Krishna. No. And Krishna conscious means you're fully connected with Krishna. That everything you do is, every thought, every word, every deed is all for Krishna. That is what it means to be Krishna conscious. So we have a few minutes left. Perhaps there's some questions. Yes. Prabhupada says
about the atonement.
Yes.
If you do anything here, one has to atone, and Brahma Parikshit must be asked for the atonement that we do. Sukadeva Goswami is giving the process of atonement. So, but he's saying he was testing him. So, what does the atonement do?
You're asking me, what does atonement do? Atonement gives you a temporary... let's say I did some really bad thing to somebody. Okay, I have a reaction coming for them. So I do some atonement, then I don't suffer that reaction. But the difficulty is this. The tendency to do that still remains in my heart. Let's say I pick somebody's pocket, saw $100 there, and pick their pocket of $100. So I shouldn't have done that. I better do some atonement, so I won't have to suffer the reaction. Okay, the atonement does free you from the reaction, but it does not free one from the tendency of doing the same thing again. That's why devotional service is imperative. Because not only does it free you from the reaction, but it frees you from the tendency to ever do that kind of a stupid thing again. You see, so that's the difference. And the other thing is, how many sinful activities you've done? I mean, when was the last time you took a breath of air, sir? You just did a. You're a mass murderer. How many microbial germs you just murdered? So how are you going to do the atonement for all of that? All the breaths you took. On driving down the road, so many insects were killed in the radiator of your car. Now, how are you going to do all that atonement for every bug you ever accidentally killed? You going to do all that atonement too? So if you want to atone, it's piecemeal, one thing after another. How you're ever going to actually sufficiently atone for all of your sinful activities is practically impossible, to be honest with you. So why even worry with the atonement, you see? We're more interested, instead of atonement, we're interested in at-one-ment, you see? At-one-ment. A-T. There's atonement. A-T-O-N-E-M-E-N-T. Atonement. There's at-one-ment. A-T space. W-O-N-E-M-E-N-T. That, for that space, and it becomes at-one-ment. We want to be one with Krishna in love, you see? Atonement is what we're in, is not atonement. We want to be one with Krishna in a pure loving relationship, in a state of perfect harmony with Krishna, you see. That, just like when you have a musical ensemble, it's like the Beatles, they were really tight musically, they harmonized well, they were very coordinated. They became super popular. Their sound was so enlivening to people because they were really a tight-knit group. They were they practiced, they worked hard for years to develop that sound, you see. They're so harmonized together. They were like one, even though they were individuals, they were like one, the Beatles, you see. So in the same way that the Beatles became very tight-knit and harmonized and synchronized with each other so well that the whole world became took note, you see. If one can become completely, you know, synchronized, harmonized with Krishna, your every thought is in harmony with his desires, your every word, your every action, then such a person, he becomes also very dynamic and very attractive to the world. He becomes what's called Jagad Guru, the spiritual master of the whole universe. Under his influence, the whole world will take to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada describes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, such a person never thinks that he never thinks great, highly of himself. He considers himself to be a very low person, very fallen soul. But he, on the order of his spiritual master, he takes up the activity of giving Krishna to others as his life's work. So anyway, yeah, it's a matter of just being in harmony with Krishna. That'll put you in the right consciousness, and it's a constant refinement. Just like when I was a kid, I remember I saw one of these FM radios for audiophiles, for music buffs, you know. There was the tuning knob and the fine-tuning knob, so you can really go in and precisely tune it to get just the right sound out of the music, the perfect sound, you see. So we have our tuning knob and our fine-tuning knob. But it's the tuning knob. The tuning knob is no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and chant 16 rounds. That's the tuning knob. Then the fine-tuning knob is the 10 offenses. That's it. Okay, you got initiated in the tuning, then you're tuned in, but now you're initiated, now it's time to do the fine-tuning, you see. Right? That's the avoiding the 10 offenses. You see? That's what separates, as they say, the men from the boys, or the advanced devotees from the neophytes. You see? Many people can get initiated. A lot of thousands of people have gotten initiated. But how many people actually become highly advanced in Krishna consciousness? That is the exclusive domain of those who are very serious to avoid the 10 offenses. The fine-tuning knob. You see? Someone has to study the 10 offenses. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name, that's the first one. To consider the names of the demigods to be the same as the name of Krishna, that's the second one. The third one, to disobey the order of the spiritual master. So in this way, one should study the 10 offenses given right there in the Nectar of Devotion, and near the beginning of the book, and avoid them very carefully, because by avoiding these offenses, now you're fine-tuning your consciousness. You're weeding out lust, you're weeding out anger, you're weeding out laziness, weeding out craziness, you're reading out greed, madness, illusion, and envy. It's all getting weeded out, you see, by strictly avoiding those 10 offenses. And this way, you actually can enter into the transcendental dimension known as Krishna consciousness. You see. So any other questions? Yes.
Bhaskar Nanda Prabhu from
who?
Omaha.
Bhaskar from Omaha.
Yes.
Okay.
What if we are living far away from the temple and don't have an advanced devotee association? What should we do?
Okay. First thing you can do, if you're not on my e-course, you can sign up. You go to backtohome.com, backtohome.com. Backtohome.com will give you devotee association every day in your email. If you're in Omaha, it'll come, maybe 10 or 11 o'clock at night. If you're in the mountain zone, it'll come 10, 11 o'clock. When you wake up in the morning, it'll be there. You'll have contact every day. And through my e-course, you can also ask me, you can ask me questions as much as you want. So I'll be happy to help you via email out there in Omaha, Nebraska, wherever anybody may be. We'd be very happy to help you become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. I do have disciples in remote places, and we connect in cyberspace. So it is possible. You, And the other thing is you have to make your home into and you create a very wonderful atmosphere in your home. You create your temple room. I remember I was living alone in Denver, Colorado back in 68. There was not one devotee in the whole town. But somebody taught me about the holy name of Krishna. And I read something, and I got a Bhagavad Gita from the library, and I got inspired to make my little one room apartment into a temple room. I lived in a temple room. So you have a beautiful picture. You have a beautiful picture of Radha and Krishna, Gornatai or Panchatattva, a picture of Prabhupada, and have a place where you can go and connect with Srila Prabhupada, with Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Radha and Krishna. By reading Prabhupada's books, by chanting, you create, in other words, you have to learn how to meditate, how to become introspective, because you have unlimited association within your heart right now. You see, you just haven't learned how to internalize your consciousness very well. We have to externalize it every day to earn a living, that's okay, but you have to balance it out now by internalizing it. Learn how to go within and find Krishna within your heart. How to find Srila Prabhupada, you see, within your heart. How to find Gornatai within your heart. And this way you can have a balance of external and internal. Right now, you're feeling lonely because you only realize the external side of your psyche, the external side of your consciousness. Now, with the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, you can actually revive the inner self, which is actually the surviving self, the external self, your body, all your bodily relationships. Those things will be eroded by time. They will be taken away by time. But the eternal relationships which you can find within your heart, those are never taken away. So your difficulty of being lonely or feeling isolated out in Omaha is simply due to your lack of Krishna consciousness. It's not due to your location. It's due to your lack of Krishna consciousness. So now you simply have to do everything you can to amp up your Krishna consciousness more and more by reading, chanting, offering prayers, bowing down to the Lord, cooking nice offerings to the Lord. In this way, absorb yourself 24/7 in Krishna consciousness, and you won't feel lonely anymore. You'll feel how Krishna is within you at every minute, blessing you, seeing you, and guiding you at every minute. Any other questions?
This material world is full of miseries, so we are not engaging in the sense gratification.
This material world
is full of miseries, like a full of troubles, like that, the material world.
The world is a very troubled world?
Yes.
Yeah.
On this another side, I understand. On another side, in the spiritual, we are not getting any happiness fully in that neo-type kind of thing. I'm not getting full happiness from the spiritual, but I have stopped all my activities, like sensual activities in the spiritual. So we are not getting happiness fully from the spiritual, as well as we are not getting fully happiness from the material world. So how do you handle this?
If you're getting... You're getting some satisfaction from Krishna consciousness and not complete satisfaction. Well, you have to increase your Krishna consciousness. That means you're on the neophyte platform right now. You see, the neophyte is getting some happiness, but not really enough. He's not fully satisfied yet because he's still hovering in between the two spheres. You have to fully spiritualize your consciousness. That doesn't mean you become divorced from the material world. It means... Because once you're fully connected within, then you're fully connected without. Just like we pray every morning, but here in the Shringa, Hridaya, in the Shringa, you see. In the Shringa within, the Shringa without. Krishna within, Krishna without. The more you become connected within, the more you become expert at engaging the external also in the service of the Lord. So you're not the loser by becoming more meditative in your whole viewpoint. In other words, when you chant your rounds, you have to go deeper now. You're skimming the surface. If you're not feeling complete satisfaction, and that means your japa is superficial. You're not deeply going and connecting with the person Krishna. You're doing a duty on the order of the Guru. That's good. But now you have to come to a higher level of realization by understanding this is God Himself. He's personally come and blessing me with His association. Now let me connect with Him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let me call out with love. Let me understand that Krishna has personally come. And this way, you have to strengthen your inner self. And then, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur was fully situated within his inner self, but he was the most expert employee of the British government. When there was a trouble in the village, they would send Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see. Yeah. You have to be patient. It's not that after millions and billions of lifetimes of serving your senses, you can immediately realize Krishna and taste the full nectar. It takes time. You have to be patient. Shat Krishna nama charitari sita yavinya pito patapta rasa nasa narochikanu kendvandana naritang rajasaya vajushta sramikramad babidyatad gulamula hantri. The holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy. But the tongue of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya cannot taste that sweetness, you see. One who is, who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya or ignorance, he cannot relish that sweetness a little bit, but he's not getting the full relish, you know what I mean? So therefore, Rupa Goswami says, but if you will carefully chant these sweet names every day, a natural relish will awaken within your tongue and your disease of material consciousness will gradually be completely uprooted. This is not, see, atonement cuts it off at the surface. The weed comes back. It appears to be okay. The weed's out of your garden, but Krishna Bhakti, you go in and by chanting the holy name of Krishna, now you're uprooting in the thing, you see. Your material disease is pulled out by the root, so you're actually getting rid of it once and for all. So it may appear that just by being a pious person, doing atonement, you get some quick results. Why does it take so long in Krishna consciousness? Because we're not superficially solving problems, we're going to the very root cause of all of our problems here. That takes time. But it's so powerful, it's so effective, that it's worth every minute of it. I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 44 years now, 16 now. And it's worth it. Yeah, go ahead. Exactly. Yeah. A lady gets married. She's in the next day. She says, my dear husband, I wanted a baby. How come I don't have a baby yet? What's wrong with you? I've been married for 24 hours. I don't have a baby yet. What kind of husband are you? You see? That's a foolish woman. She should know you're married now. In due course of time, you will have a child. Just be a little patient. You know, be a little patient. Your child is coming. So you should know you've taken initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. You're following the orders. You're faithfully following the orders of Guru. Sure enough, he's going to impregnate you with Krishna consciousness. Not with a baby. He's going to impregnate you with Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master also impregnates. He impregnates you with Krishna consciousness. In the womb of your heart, he impregnates you with Krishna consciousness. Through the, not with samana, but through the words emanating from his lotus mouth, he impregnates you with Krishna. He plants Krishna within your heart through the piercing and simultaneously these piercing and sweet words coming from his lotus mouth. He plants Krishna within your heart. Krishna, you say, well, how did he do that? Right now Krishna is there, but in a seed-like condition, you see. Spiritual master, through his words, plants the seed of bhakti through your ear holes into your heart. And through the and then he waters that seed again from his mouth through your ears into your heart. So you just got to hear from the spiritual master and from senior devotees who represent the Guru Parampara system purely as much as possible, because without hearing, if you don't have the seed yet, you'll get it. And if you do have it, the seed will become watered. But here's what you have to do on your side. You have to weed it. You have to weed the garden of your heart. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and avoid the 10 offenses. You got to do your side. Spiritual master will he'll plant the seed in your heart and he'll water it for you, but you have to weed it. That's your side. That's your half of the bargain, you see. You have to weed the garden. You have to avoid sinful activities and look at the settlements too, the 10 offenses, and see how to avoid those. If you do that, then Krishna will become fully realized. You'll actually realize your eternal relationship with Krishna and his leelas in the spiritual world. Even while you're still in your present body, you can actually realize your identity in the spiritual world. If you're totally surrendered to your spiritual master, you can realize it. That's how powerful it is, this process. It's to take you all the way to your swarup, your original identity in Krishna's pastimes. Yeah. Yes, if you think, well, Gurudev is pretty nice, but I don't know, you know. Some of the things he says are a little too far out. You know, you don't have faith. Sorry, Charlie. You know, you're going to have a tough time. You have a tough time. You have to have unflinching faith. What is that shloka? Yashya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaiti kititahirata prakashante mahatmanaha. Only those who have unflinching faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are the subtle imports of the Vedic knowledge revealed. Yes, sir.
You elaborated to Guru's mind on the chant of the holy name and how Krishna is on your tongue when you chant the name, he's present. Could you elaborate on that and the chanting of the holy name and how in this age of Kali, Krishna is
present? So what's his question?
He'd like to know if you could explain how Krishna is present in the form of his name.
Yes. How is Krishna present in the form of his name? Okay. That's a wonderful question. I love that question. Thank you very much. Well, one thing is... In one sense, actually, because everything is Krishna's energy, actually Krishna is omnipresent already. You won't find any place within all of existence where Krishna is not present. Because everything is his expanded energy. Prabhupada said like this one time, he said, there is nothing but Krishna. In all of reality, there is nothing but Krishna. And then that's one side of a Chinchabeda Vedic. And then he said, but nothing is Krishna. There is nothing but Krishna, and nothing is Krishna, save and except his original primeval personality. So actually everything is Krishna in one sense, because Krishna has expanded himself as everything. So everything is Krishna in one sense. And on the other hand, nothing is Krishna except for that original person. Because Krishna and his energy are different. They're one in one sense, and they're different in another sense. So the name of Krishna is part of the emanated energy of Krishna. Therefore, in that sense, the name of Krishna is Krishna. And in an even more important sense, because Krishna is fully manifesting himself, not as his energy now, but he's fully manifesting himself as the supreme energetic within the sound vibration of the two syllables Krishna. So in two ways, that is Krishna. In one sense, because the energy of Krishna, you take anything as the energy of Krishna's energy, Krishna is present there. But the name of Krishna is not of this world. This was confirmed by Prabhupada's conversation with Allen Ginsberg. Allen Ginsberg was saying that Krishna was very kind to appear in the form of LSD in this age of Kali to make self-realization very easy. But Prabhupada said, no, that is a material thing. It's a chemical, LSD. You see, it's a chemical. So he didn't accept that argument. So I'll incarnate, but the mantra is also material. Just like LSD, what's the difference? LSD or Hare Krishna? It's the same thing. Because it's also material. Probably no. It is Shabda Brahman, it's transcendental sound vibration, you see. So the name of Krishna is not ordinary thing. It is fully Krishna himself. By what means? How is that so? By Krishna's desire. By Krishna's unfathomed mercy upon you. You understand? He is fully present as the original person, Krishna, the source of all existence. He is fully present in those syllables, Krishna. So that you can directly associate with him, the source of all existence. And you can have direct communication, direct communion, be fully absorbed in direct contact with the supreme source of all existence. So there's something for you to meditate on. Anything else?
The scripture said that Kali Kali Krishna, Krishna, Nama, Krishna Avatar.
What'd she say?
The scriptures say Kali Kali Krishna Nama, Krishna Avatar.
Yeah, there's a nice verse. I forgot that verse, but can you quote that verse for us?
I am also halfway.
It's a nice verse. It's confirmed in the scripture. It's confirmed. I'm not just saying that, inventing this. It's confirmed in the scriptures. Translation?
Translation is that in the age of Kali, in the form of name, Krishna incarnates in the form of name.
Yeah, there you go. It's confirmed by Krishnadas Kaviraj, who is one of the intimate associates of Krishna in the spiritual world, who came down in Chaitanya Lila. The name of Krishna is Krishna himself. Therefore, the Brihannaradiya Purana tells us, Haranama, Haranama, Haranama Ivakevalam, Kalona Steva Nasteva Nasteva Gatiadanyacha. Chant the holy name, chant the holy name, chant the holy name. There is no other alternative, there is no other alternative. There is no other alternative for self-realization in this despicable, abominable, rotten, filthy, dirty age known as Kali, which is actually the best of all ages because of the extreme mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Jai. We'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada save the whole world ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.